8:58. Bam. Bam. Where is everybody? Perfect. Are people on vacation this year? Is
that probably
today? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, okay. Probably. Excellent. So.
All right. Well, let's hear from you. Let's see what kind of nice chatter we have today. Okay, can't see it. Happy New Year's. Love, love, love to you, Nan. Okay, now you can see my screen. Yay. Yep. Okay, and let's hear from you. What's some positive memory you just created over the last 10 days with you and family and friends or teammates? Let's hear a little bit of love. I love getting the energy nice and positive. I heard this once and I loved it so much. The energy in which you engage the journey is the energy in which you will accomplish the task, so that you're not, there is no unhappy journey to a happy ending. It starts with changing the energy in the process. And so I like to do this. I'll dress up for the big day. What's the big day, Greg? It could be Christmas, but I'm just wondering. I'll dress up for the big day. Tell me more. We also got a game called Vertellus that I saw on the internet, on Instagram, and I clicked on it because apparently I have a shopping addiction now. And it's a family game where Vertellus means tell me more in Dutch, you know, a language I speak. And it was, that was really fun. We played that too. So, saw my son over the holiday and his kids. Yes, ma'am, Nan, I saw my son and his pregnant wife. So, kind of saw his kids too. Spent Christmas Day with all three grandkids. That's from Kathy. I know you love your kids, honey. That's so fun. Board games with the big kids, apparently. Fabulous. Excellent. All right, well, it's the top of the hour. We're going to start on time. I'm going to wrap a roll through the final webinar today. I want you to participate as we go, ask questions, make this real for you. I've got some announcements that we're going to kick in. My focus today on the webinar is to help regroup and keep you on task, focused on the few things that will make all the difference. You've been experiencing the financial blast with me over the last couple of months. Now it's time to regroup. What have you learned? What really needs to happen for you to become a financial manager? What does it look like to be a financial manager who's got their fingers on the pulse of your financial situation? I'm going to describe that and give you the recap and the big picture. And I'd love for you to interrupt with questions as we go, as well as at the top of the hour, I'll say goodbye to those who have a busy day planned, and I am available to answer questions as well. So I do have a couple of announcements. So let me see what a big girl I am today. Such a big girl. Okay. The webinar is, you can register after the webinar today, you can register for the conference. I'm sure Michelle will put this link up at some point. So I'm going to bring up the announcements before we wrap up today, Michelle, but that means that the conference is open for registration starting today. So I'm going to participate in the conference in February, and I will be sharing the Better Way to Pay program as much as I can in the time allotted, but I'm going to pack it full of content and information. Do you get that the logical next step of the phenomenal financial blast is regrouping and revamping the way you pay? Yes. It's not something I want you to do without thoughtful planning, without strategy. The way you pay people can really be motivating and powerful, or it can cause distrust and panic. So I'm open to some of those questions about how we can keep score and pay people today, as well as you know, we're going to explore this moving forward at the conference as I dig into a better way to pay. You can tell it brings up all sorts of emotion and thoughts for me. After today, this is the last class of the Phenomenal Financial Blast. A week from today, on January 7th, which is my 36th anniversary, I should say it loud enough for my husband to hear. After today, there will be office hours. So on January 7th at 3:30 p.m. Central Time, so a different time, we're going to do office hours. And office hours are a chance for all of us to get on the phone, and I will have zero agenda. It's just Q&A, it's sharing wins, giving testimonials, asking questions, clarifying details, all of that. Office hours is all about you. So join us for office hours on January 7th. And of course, Victoria or Michelle will be contacting you with information about that. So those are announcements, yay! Let's regroup what we've done. These are the webinars so far. And how cute is that picture? Michelle, don't you just love that with our smiling family? And someone who speaks Dutch, Vertelis, which means tell me more, apparently. So now we're on the last class and really pulling it all together with the few things that make all the difference. I've laid out a lot of content. All of you are at different levels of understanding. You're at different levels of completion of the project of moving towards a known financial position, KFP, and operating with financial mastery, having financial power. Notice that these segments interlap. It's not a linear process. The best I could do as far as creating a linear process was to create that phenomenal financial checklist, so that as you went through that checklist, you could edit it and make sure that your project, your to-dos, make some sense and have some order to them. But it's okay as you discover something by meeting with your accountant, if you have to go back and revisit the steps. The bottom line, one of the few things that makes all the difference, is to just not stop until you are at a known financial position. And let me define it for you one more time. It means that your books are current, and by current, I mean a weekly review of your financial reports. Your books are current, they're accurate, and most importantly, that you understand them, that you know how those dollars got into each of those accounts. Greg wrote, "We are current." What a beautiful three words. We are current, they're up to date. So my standard is once a week, all the invoices are entered, all the payments have been made, the deposits made, all the bills have been entered, credit card charges have been entered, payroll's been entered if there's a payroll that week, and the bills that you intend to pay have been paid. They're as tight and right as you can on a weekly basis, and then you're going to review the balance sheet and the profit and loss. And until then, you're going to use that financial meeting every week to move you closer, to get you in that direction. And as the owner, you cannot delegate this job. It is always your job. You're gonna fall off the wagon. Sorry, I've got this little tickle today. You're gonna fall off the wagon in this process, and you're gonna get back up with no judgment, with no blame, and just keep moving forward. You're gonna encourage your team members to come along, and you're gonna get them good, or you're gonna move them on. No one can get in your way as far as understanding this. And the very, very good news is no bad thing comes from this journey. You and your teammates will be more powerful, stronger, more able to create wealth in your life. And money buys options, and options buy freedom. So this is why I do what I do. I'll tell you too, there's a lot to cover in our time together. And I hope to give you enough philosophy and overall strategy that you can discover your why. Why would you want to do this? And then there's details and tactics along the way as well. You won't be able to necessarily get everything done that I've laid out over the last 2 months. It took me longer than it should have because I fought it. I ask for help and then fight it. I've done it over and over in my life. So there's no judgment from me to you when you stall, whatever. Once I committed, though, it went really fast. Once I just went, it's my job to do this. I'm going to do it. I don't really want to. I'm going to do it anyway. It went fast. And there were many moments of like, why did I make such a big deal out of this? It's just not that hard. So I hope you have a moment like that too. If you have already, let me know about it. And if it comes up, send me a text or an email. Okay, let's review your homework. Every week, I want on your calendar without fail, it's held sacred, a financial meeting. And now the financial quick check can start to play a role in that meeting. On the phenomenal financial checklist, you'll see a list of to-dos to get you to the point where you can participate in a weekly financial meeting that has meaning, that gives you some context for making decisions so you can make better, faster, more profitable decisions. The Bean Team, just yesterday, yesterday was my most recent meeting with the executives at Zoom Franchise Company and my accountant. And after that meeting, I met with my accountant and my controller to go over any to-dos we have to do yet for this year. Our strategy, we've been working on it periodically throughout the year, but it's like last chance today if we have to cut some checks or create some agreements or something that's going to affect 2019. So have a meeting today. If you haven't talked to your accountant before the year is over, anything I need to do. And then next week when we meet on the office hours, any questions that come up, you know, you're going to have a little bit of time between now and when your tax return is due. Might I suggest that you're ready to go by January 31st or February 15th and no extension for this year, that you're ready, and tell them you're going to be ready, that you don't want to file an extension because you've raised your standards. All right. It's time to update your goals and your projects. Now for many, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day is a lovely opportunity to revisit your goals or craft new goals for 2020. It's interesting because I've been doing this so long. To me, it just seems like another day. I just live my life all the time in updated goals and projects. And so I feel inspired to review them. I'm excited to say I don't have a lot of work to do today. I now live a life where goal setting and project management is the culture of my companies, is how it goes. And it's with a light touch. It's okay if things change. It's okay if deadlines move around a little bit, but it feels awfully good to reach goals and then to create new ones, right? Now, what I introduced last week was the importance of the ride-along and the side-by-side. And I want to tell you a little story. Yesterday, I met with a representative from ServiceTitan. Now, ServiceTitan is a management software, a dispatch system, helps us do a great job with our service companies. Some of you may be using or considering a ServiceTitan. There's also SoftServe and Field Service and about 100 other point-of-sale systems, and they're all terrific. You know, there's all reasons to hate all of them and reasons to love all of them. We use ServiceTitan because that's the franchise decision we made. But here's the point. I was visiting with one of the experts at ServiceTitan who's responsible for the interface between their software, their point of sale software, and QuickBooks. And I said to him, you know, I'm a nut about this. I am working every day to make sure that the information in our dispatch software exports properly over to QuickBooks, that we catch it and that they foot. And it's a housekeeping issue. I mean, I'm working on it all the time. I said, how much mess is out there? And he said, like, you have no idea. There are so many people who just don't ever take the time to make sure. Also at ServiceTitan, they have some really bright minds and some really big company CEOs who are working with them. This is my world. It's the service world, but that's where the story is going to come from. You know, guys who are running $10 million companies, $100 million companies, and these guys are uber smart. And one of the things that one of the other fellows involved in this conversation said is that the day you go to sell your company, that window of opportunity is going to open up. And you don't always know when those windows are. Someone's going to approach you, or there's just a real great consolidation effort going on in your industry. If you're not ready, if you have to audit your books, you instantly significantly drop the price of your company. Because the people who are ready, the books are auditable. They've been audited by you. They're ready, right? Those folks can seize the opportunity while that window is open and make a lot more money if they choose to sell their company. And at some point, you're going to transition your company. Do you get this? You're going to do something different. You're going to spend time with your grandkids. You're going to donate your time to a UNICEF experience. Who knows? But at some point, wouldn't you like to create some wealth from this company? And just operating from a known financial position is going to help you do that. Anyway, what came up in this conversation as well was this ride along and side by side, is that all I look for in the financials is for a flag to go up. Why is accounts receivable so high all of a sudden? Or why is this expense so big? Or what happened to sales? Or what happened to his sales? Right? There's going to be some flags that go up. And that's when you got to get up out of your chair and go talk to your team. You sit side by side, you walk around the building, you go for a ride along, and you ask them, what's happening? What do you think happened with this? First, you're going to sit side by side with the bookkeeper and go, is it right? Is that number right? Or is that a mistake? Oh, it's a mistake. Then don't panic, just fix it. If there is a significant change in one of these numbers on the financial quick check, you got to walk around and ask people. And you know what? They know why. Your service manager or one of your team members will say, well, remember, we were all in training for 3 days, no sales, we all got paid. That's going to create a spike in labor as a percentage of sales. They know. If you're sharing this information with them, they're going to know why the numbers change. Give it a little rubber on the road. It's so exciting. And even better, they're going to come up with ideas to fix it. Your employees, your team members, the kid you hire to do social media for you, all of them are going to be able to see your company from the front lines better than you can. And they're going to fix your company for you. I'm getting emotional. This is what's so fun about this. So we are reminded of the great quote by Zig Ziglar. You can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. And your team totally wants to help you. Okay, so what are the few things that I pay attention to every day? Keep in mind, on my point of sale system, I'm going to be looking at their phones or their tablets. So if I'm talking to one of my techs, I'm going to say, show me your sales for today. Or if they're keeping score on a checklist or even their invoices, I'll say, show me what you got. When I walk around the company, every person I talk to, tell me about your day. What's on the board? What's your close rate? Just get them in touch with the numbers and the dollars. Just pay attention to numbers and dollars from the point of sale system, informally throughout the day. And then once a week on the financial quick check, numbers, dollars, and percentages. I'm also going to look at time. How many hours did we have bid on that job? How many hours do we have in on that job? I measure time. I do a lot of that manually, or we do a lot of that manually. We bid 24 hours on this job, and it took us 22 hours. Job well done. So those are the numbers, these are the things I'm going to be paying attention to. And I'm also going to pay attention to energy. And I'm going to use this term personally. I try to bring a positive game-like energy to these conversations. You can get a lot more participation if you've got a kinder, gentler approach to this. Now, keep in mind, when we talk about money, when we keep score, we create a state of vulnerability. Daddy might have told these guys, never talk about your paycheck, never talk about money. It's not polite. It's nobody's business. Or they're feeling judged. Like, wait a minute, how come your sales are down this week? And they get defensive. So I do, as I enter these conversations, I try and be aware of the energy that I bring to the party. Just saying. That's one of the few things that I pay attention to. And then the people are going to create the score and be the ones who can impact the score. So numbers, dollars, and percentages, that's the hard numbers. Time is sometimes a hard number, and it's sometimes a decision as to who I'm going to pay attention to or what I'm going to pay attention to in terms of a project. Energy and people, these are the few things that I'm going to pay attention to. Now let me look, I've got a raised hand. Let's see what you've got, Glenn. Can you type in something? Can you chat me? Maybe you did already. Let me make sure I can see the chat. Glenn, if you've got a chat, let me know. That would be great. And I had a video and I don't think it's going to play very well. So I'm just going to use this picture to tell you the story. And while it's a fuzzy picture, I want you to notice the look on this fella's face. All right. So kids today, I hear a lot of whining and grumbling about kids today and not being able to find good employees and all that. But the key to this, I hope you're getting this, is that as you keep score, you're going to engage people with the score, with scorecards, with the financial quick check. Share a little if you're uncomfortable with this. You can move into more and more open book management. But this picture, this video actually was taken on a day when Jim and I were coming back from being out of town looking at a location. And we walked in the door, and you can see in the background of this picture that it's their training center. Do you see there's a lav sink, and behind it's a shower and a kitchen set up. So this is where they do training. His team members were in here looking over their scores, like for the day. There was a conversation going on about scores. They were doing training. They had their manuals on the tablet. One of the field supervisors was running the training. The guys were all participating, laughing, having fun. It was all happening, and he wasn't there. Do you get how cool that is? If you keep going, the team will eventually pick this ball up and run with it. Day after day after day, I hear these efforts from owners. Well, my guys won't do it. I've tried it. And I said, well, how long did you try? Well, we introduced it last week. Wait a minute. You've been messing things up for 15 years. You decide you're going to raise your standards on Monday. On Tuesday, they haven't bought in and you're giving up on it? No. You're going to keep going with financial literacy, with a culture of scorecards, with a community of love and support. And you're not going to stop. And ultimately, you're going to walk into your office and they're doing it without you. That's what kids today are capable of doing. So good. All right. Play a great game. This is a reminder that a great game consists of having some reason, some why. Tell them yours. Ask them about theirs. Rules. There are rules of the game. If you're going to have a truck, if this $125,000 truck, tools, vehicle is on its way to you, if you're going to have that truck, I expect this much in sales, but here's my promise. I'm going to give you everything I got to help you make those sales. The tools, the training, the education, the accountability, the love, the ride-alongs, and if it's not a good fit for you, we'll find you another spot or we'll help you find another job, right? They will play a good game if you lay it out for them. And not everything is in the manual. So you have to give them the right to make a decision, to make a call, and that you're going to back them up. And then there should be some kind of reward based on the score. So as we're looking at the company-wide score with the financial quick check, with the financials, don't you see how the next logical step is going to be to create scorecards and a game and reward for your team members to play? All right, I'm looking for the chat. Are we cool? Is there any questions? I just want to pause a moment. Okay, here's something from Glenn. We share the team that they make a lot of money and should be able to do more. What's the opinion on this delivery? If it is, let me just say this. I'm going to pause our conversation, our my presentation here for a minute, because this is a good question worth unpacking. And Glenn, feel free to follow up a question. I failed on this, so I'm not being judgy. Don't create a team conversation that has any kind of negativity in it. if it's any kind of slap. I mean, if there is an overall general rule or a general communication that goes something like this in a team meeting, I would support it. For instance, we want to be the employer of choice. We want to pay you more here than you could get anywhere else. And in exchange for that, we're going to expect more of you than you would have to do anywhere else. Does everybody think that's cool? Okay, great. But I'd be careful of either singling someone out or saying in general, and you guys really need to step up. You're not doing enough. For what we pay you, I should get more. Do you see the difference? You can't do that in a group setting. You're going to one at a time have individual private conversations to correct their action and get them back on track. Also, another thing I don't do, I don't give them a raise in exchange for a promise to do better. They get a raise after demonstrating that they have achieved a certain level. So when, you know, just a little preview to a better way to pay, when you come in as a never ever at Zoom Drain, your job is to earn the right to enter our apprentice program. So you've got between 60 and 90 days to show up clean, sober, on time, dressed right, and use a checklist. And the checklist will tell you exactly what's expected when we mean clean, sober, on time, and dressed right. So you have to demonstrate that. And if you do that, then you get a bump in pay and you get to enter the apprentice program. Then the apprentice program teaches you how to be a tech. You don't get paid to be a tech until you complete that program. Does that make sense? So for every step on the ladder, you demonstrate it first, and then we give you the raise and the title. So we're not saying, hey, I'm going to give you a raise in the hopes that you're really going to step it up around here. I don't do that, if that makes sense. All right, so back to the it was just so worth mentioning. So thanks, Glenn, for the help. All right, now I want to explore what your life as a financial manager looks like. This is literally something that we're working on with our franchisees right now. Like every day, what are the few things that you should do every day to make sure you know what's happening, your finger's on the pulse? So this is part of it. Your life as a financial manager, and I'm going to go into it daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. You'll see how this is just laid out, spaghetti on the wall, really, but well, let me just get started. Okay. So you're going to plan your day, your week, your month, and your year. And I use a calendar. You've seen my calendar and made fun of it. I use my calendar, and then, we're going to, have meetings. Meetings is how stuff gets done. So don't whine about meetings. Make your meetings better. The pods, I mean, I am still learning how to put on a good pod. The pod program is super helpful. You know, with the eyes, there's the icebreaker and the information and inspiration and interaction and implementation. Like if you remember to do those five things during a meeting, you're going to have a better meeting. So planning and meetings on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis is part of your life as an executive and as a financial manager. Scorecards for every position. You're going to start with the positions that deliver sales. Those are the first ones I recommend you create. Ultimately, every position could have some kind of checklist or scorecard that is an objective measurement of whether or not they've done their job. All right. And daily and informally, you're going to check in on that. Maybe once a week, you're going to have a 5 to 10 minute powwow with that person about their performance. And then you're going to create projects for them, for you, to help them get better. Hey, it's time for you to take sales training. You haven't gone through the sales training class yet. That's going to help your score. Or would you be interested in taking a QuickBooks class? That may help you move into another position in the financial tree of our organizational chart. You see how this works? By the way, I don't do yearly reviews. Why? I'm talking to them all the time. And by I mean us, we. Make sense? Then the phenomenal financial checklist. The checklist you're going to use as part of your weekly financial meeting until you get to a known financial position. Then weekly, or as you do this weekly, you're going to be adding the balance sheet and the profit and loss and the financial quick check. So these bullets, the financial checklist, the balance sheet and the profit and loss, the financial quick check, this is what you're working on in your financial meeting. And ultimately, the balance sheet and the profit and loss, or having QuickBooks up on your screen and reviewing the financial quick check with your team or your key managers, this is going to be your life. Once a week, do it the same time every week. Then cash flow ratio. For some of us, at times in our careers, there's going to be moments where cash is tight. You had a big check bounce. Man, what are you going to do? So you may check your cash flow ratio, which is what do we have in cash and maybe accounts receivable compared to what do we have in bills to pay? And you can look in QuickBooks for that information. You might check that daily. The month-end checklist, you're going to go through once a month. And this is where you and whoever's on your Beam team with you are going to check off what you've done to reconcile and verify the previous month. And you will complete that by the 15th of every month. And I usually suggest, I usually suggest that you add the month end checklist to the weekly financial meeting at the next weekly meeting after the 15th of the month. Okay, let's make sure we look over that too. Now, as you get better at this, it's going to take less and less time. It can take minutes to review the financial quick check and the month-end checklist. If everything looks okay, if you worked with the bookkeeper to close it up, then it doesn't take very long. You're just paying attention. At first it will, till you get it nice and tight and right. And then monthly, quarterly, you may review your goals and your selling prices. Hey, if you're kicking butt on your budget, do a bigger one. If you are this close to double-digit profitability, you might say, why don't we just raise our prices another 5%, another 10%, and see what that does. So on a monthly basis, once you've done the month-end checklist, this is where you might address the budget again. And then as you progress for the rest of your life, you will probably move your Beam team meetings to quarterly to meet with your CPA, maybe monthly until you get your arms around it. And at the end of the year, there's usually several meetings. Don't create surprises and disasters. Like, I don't want you to discover today that you have to buy a vehicle today. For some of you, that may be fun. For most people, that's going to be really stressful. You want to have some kind of tax strategy ongoing so that you can reduce your taxable income or increase your taxable income if you're at that phase of your company. For instance, you want to sell your company. So this is your life as a financial manager on a daily basis. I'm going to put these up. Let me make this a little easier. So on a daily basis, I'm going to look at dashboards and scorecards and the point of sale system. So for Zoom, because our point of sale system, our Service Titan is right here, I'm going to be looking at people's phones and their screens. I'm just going to walk by and go, where are we? What do you got? What's your close rate? What? What happened? Or wow, thumbs up, just so they notice. Okay, 1 to 3 for every position. Again, we'll get into this a little bit more when we dive into a better way to pay. But note, like for instance, what am I doing here? I just realized that I have almost zero power left on my computer. That's better. That would have been bad. Wasn't I just talking about how good I am at technology? All right, so, Squirrel girl, let me get back to work here. Okay, so the KPIs or the key performance indicators for each position don't have more than 3. Maybe there's even 1. For our service coordinators, really the 1 KPI for a service coordinator is close rate. Did you book the call? Don't make this complicated. For the service technicians, our 3 key performance indicators are sales, close rate, and average ticket. That's it. For our installers, the installers KPI is jobs at or below bid. And we measure it on number of hours bid versus number of hours in. I mean, keep this simple, but each position at the company could have a number, and you know we'll help you find your number. Okay, here's a pop quiz. Who can help you determine which KPI or two or three is appropriate for each position? Who would you go to find those KPIs? This is me waiting. Type it in. Who would you go to determine which KPIs for each position would be appropriate? Glenn, Hallis family, ding, 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 your team. Ask them. What do you think would be a good objective measurement of whether or not you're doing the job today? Now, depending on their disc, talk to them differently, but ask them. All right. And then marketing stats. Now I'm going to make a big disclaimer here. Thank goodness for the inner circle, because the one area of business that I have the least amount of confidence is marketing. And so I depend on my team and I depend on the inner circle to do a good job helping you with marketing. And the marketing statistics, you're going to attend classes by Howard and Santi and Rick Jones and Sherry Perry and other people who have created some expertise when it comes to marketing. And with marketing, there can be more statistics. But overall, for marketing in my life as a financial manager, I want to know that if I spend my desired percentage or dollar amount of sales on marketing, that I'm getting the appropriate number of calls. So I do look for the number of calls per marketing vehicle, the cost per call for marketing vehicle. All right, those are the two statistics I'm really overall interested in. And then maybe total marketing spend as a percentage of sales, just to make sure I'm actually spending enough and not more than I'd hoped for, if that makes sense. But talk to smart people smarter than I am when it comes to the marketing. This is what I do every day, and then management by walking around. I just walk around. What's going right? What's going wrong? I learned this from Al Levy. Ask people, what's going right around here? What's going wrong around here? How can we do better? And they'll tell you. Isn't Howard like the king of asking questions? It's so smart. Okay, weekly, I have the financial meeting. We review the balance sheet, the profit and loss. I'm going to compare goals to budget. And then I'm going to shift immediately into the top projects meeting. Okay, so with the top projects meeting, those are now projects that are aligned with your goals, with your mission, with your why. And given the score, now we have some framework to determine which projects are important, what phenomenal four projects are going to improve the score and drive you in the direction of your dreams. Isn't this easy? Is anything blowing your mind here? Don't make it too complicated. So good. And then monthly, this is where even if I'm not gonna change the vision I have of the company or the goals, I'm gonna remind myself at least once a month and the team, talk about the vision. I'm going to look at go to the financial meeting and verify that the numbers are right. See, now we're once a month, we're verifying. Get together with the Beam team, update, get your projects together. I've shown you this picture before. I was just on the phone with the guys yesterday when they were doing this meeting. These are kids and they know why the numbers are what they are. And they're making suggestions and Miriam is there and she's going to correct it if it's wrong. Miriam is actually out on maternity leave right now, but that was her job when she was in the meeting. Yesterday, Christina did it. Someone else takes over. Connor was there. So they're cross-trained. They understand it. And you see, they have computers. They have tablets. They have their phones. This is where their scorecards are. They're engaged. Okay, now let me pause a minute here and just give you a chance to respond. And let's see, from Team Phenomenal, set the standards for the great game. It's a process, not an event. Replace bad habits with good habits. Rick Jones, is that you? Are you there typing in?
Yes, ma'am. I did.
Did you type that?
Yes, ma'am.
It just sounded like you. It doesn't say Rick Jones. It just says Team Phenomenal. But I thought, that sounds like Rick Jones. How are you doing? What are you moved to share right now?
I'm just sitting here learning. These ideas are incredible. They're not complicated. Mm-mm. And of course, it goes back to what Howard talks about all the time. FTI, right? Failure to implement. If we'll put these to use, it'll make all the difference in the world in our business.
And, you know, I was thinking about this with this failure to implement, and you and I are both have some rubber on the road, as they say. So often I see people avoiding implementation because they're wallowing in the missed opportunities. I haven't done it for 15 years. And then they're explaining to me why that makes it particularly impossible for them to start right now.
I think it all goes back. Yeah, I think it all goes back to what Zig said about planning and preparation. As business owners, we have so many things going on. Sometimes we get very, very busy. But we have to ask ourselves, is the busyness getting us the results that we want?
Mm-hmm.
The name of the game is results. And that's why we've got to plan, prepare, and focus on priorities and not just being busy. And get your team involved, because we can only do so much as an owner, as a leader. So it all ties together. And that's why we've got to take the time to learn, to plan, prepare, and focus on those priorities. And I know that may be a simple statement, but if we implement it, to me, that's what gets the results that we need and we want.
I was thinking about this yesterday too. So somebody said, well, they can't make it to the event because, you know, they're the only ones there. And if they don't answer the phone, then the customer's going to call someone else. And I said, you know, if the phone rings and you don't pick it up for one day, that you spend at the convention, or 2 days that you spend at the Inner Circle event, and you focus in on your business. If you just let the phone ring for one day, they'll call somebody else. And that other person may or may not disappoint them. You may lose a customer. But do you know right now there's some young kid who's hanging up a shingle who has zero customers, who's gonna come and kick your butt because he's gonna get started and you're still worried about that one phone call. There's That's a kid right. with no phone calls right now who's going to be kicking your butt in a year if you don't get started on a better set of thoughts and actions and behaviors.
Well, to me, what you're teaching right here is, this is basic fundamentals that we have to be doing as business people.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't go to a conference, if you can't go to some event to where you can learn and keep up with what's going on in this business world, because it's changing very rapidly, then that tells you right there, there's something that needs to be improved. Because if you can't leave, that means we're not developing someone or someones to take care of business while we're away. And that means we have some work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because here again, you can't do it all by yourself. I mean, God forbid, what if the beer truck hits you tomorrow? What are you going to do? I had open heart surgery 20 years ago, and I had to stay away from my office for 6 weeks. And thank goodness I had a good team. So these are things that you're teaching, if we will implement, you know, and get the folks involved, your team, and spend your time and your investment of your most important time in developing those folks in your systems. I'm not going to say it'll be perfect, but I'll tell you what, it sure will be a huge improvement to get the results that we all want.
Hear, hear. And, you know, and there is a balance there too. I was, you know, just as you were saying that too, get yourself to the conference. Now, are you avoiding doing the actual work because you're so involved in the planning? Life is a balance, man. If you're not getting the results you want, you have to ask, and this is the failure to implement model. Is it because you're not inspired? Is it because you don't have the information? Or is it a lack of implementation? If you've got the information, then get going. Get going. And when you feel your inspiration waning, you know, that's what Zig says about bathing daily. And that's why we do something to motivate and inspire us. But you can't spend all day listening to webinars. You've got to also get yourself out there. So, and that's up to you to decide. But see, the scorecard is going to let you know. It's going to be this objective measurement as to whether or not you're making good on your promises. Are you moving in the direction of your dreams? It may cost more. It may take longer. But do we see, as Jim Rohn says, reasonable progress in reasonable time? And the financials, are that, that's how you're going to know.
Well, you just mentioned the scorecard. SBA and I forgot the other organization just came out with some results on small business. They said that 63% of small businesses are either breaking even or losing money. Those are not good statistics. And we've got the tools right here in front of us to make sure that we're not part of that group. So teach on, lady.
Okay, sweetie. Okay, thank you for your help. All right, so how to make money every month. So I'm going to pay attention to those few numbers, to the people, to the systems. I'm going to love and leverage every moment. I'm going to look for ways that we can make money. But keep this in mind. Keep that first line in mind. I want to make money every month. That first column of the financial quick check, your profit and loss month to date, are we going to have more in sales than we have in expenses 1 month at a time? And if you're looking at the score on a weekly basis, you're going to be better prepared. If you only look once the month is over, you don't know. You don't even know. You might have been within $1 of making a profit and you didn't know. So there was no behavior that was triggered from looking at the score. That's why professional athletes are paying attention to the score. What do I need to do to catch up? What kind of play can I run? Do I need to throw a Hail Mary pass? Could I get away with a quarterback sneak? Those are decisions that are made based on the score and the time left in the game. Okay, so you're going to pay attention and make money every month. If you make money every month, you'll make money for the year. Raise your prices. I cannot imagine going through this journey together and not coming to the conclusion that a price increase would be a good thing. Just saying. Sell yourself and your team by showing them the numbers. By, if someone said to you, well, how did you come up with the selling price? I would take that as a huge good indicator and say, would you like to sit in on a budgeting meeting with us? Could we take you through the process? Why not? Show them. Find the right customers. This gets back to the sweet spot jobs. Not everybody's your customer. Now, over and over again, I have people say, well, you know, the people in my area are just cheap. Well, where are you operating? I'm in LA County. Oh, there's 10 million people in LA County. Now, how many people could you possibly serve in the course of a year? 1,000? 2,000? Where would you find 2,000 people in your market area who are going to be delighted at the standards that you hold, at the level of service that you provide? Premium service, premium prices. That's how you make money. And you got to go find customers who are going to appreciate what you bring to the table. Get projects done. I use Trello, your Ziegler planners, your whiteboards. There's the challenge with those things that you can't share easily. And we've talked about them. If you're not doing anything, look at what a crazy woman I am. This is my notebook, but I have some place to jot it down. And notice, because I just did the meeting with me, I only have one page worth of stuff that I have to put somewhere else. Everything else has been put on a board that is now someone else's responsibility. How good is that? So some of it's mine, it's on my calendar, but not everything. And I try and move the projects to the boards and have other people step up and do them. So good. And if you fall off the wagon, get back on track with the least amount of drama. Don't beat yourself up. Don't tell everybody how hard it was, blah, blah, blah. Nobody cares. Don't call me and whine. Just dust yourself off, get back up, do it again. Oops, going the wrong way. All right. At the very least, what are some of the few things that make all the difference? If you're not using a notebook and you're addicted to Post-its, start using a notebook or keep track on your digital notes. Start a Trello board, create your Phenomenal Four, use your Ziegler planner. If you're a one-man band, the Ziegler planner is perfect. Perfect for you. And then as you engage those planning habits, you can also leverage some electronic tools to share information with you and your team. So how committed are you? What kind of commitment are you going to make to this business? And I'm just going to put this up here. That's how committed to my team I am. Now, I'm not saying everybody has to go this far, but do you want it? Do you really want it? Because if you don't want it, don't do it. If this journey, if this business is not exciting you at this point, you know, we've been together for 8 weeks working on this project. If you just find yourself resonating with this question, do you even want it? And you say no, then don't do it. Go do something else. But this is my commitment. This is what I'm committed to doing. This is my team. And so I'm not saying you can't have more than one tattoo or have more than one area of your life that you're committed in. I have my husband's name tattooed as well. Or you can have more than one commitment in your life. But how committed are you to living life as a good financial steward, operating with financial power, being someone who's responsible for the money? Are you committed? What one thing could you do? I'm going to make a suggestion, just one change that could change everything for you from a financial standpoint. And for some of you, it won't be appropriate, but I think it might surprise you. But before I do, what one thing have you committed to? If you were on a pod right now, this would be the implementation moment where you get to just jot down what's a commitment that you have made as a result of our time together. Let's hear from you. The budget for 2020. Oh my gosh, just a game to play, Greg. This is where we are. This is where we want to be. Why? I just picked it. With your input, I picked it. Who's with me? You ready to go? Let's go make this happen. The budget. Yeah. Do it easy. Budget and scheduled weekly meetings. Yes, Catherine. Awesome. Bean team meetings weekly. Known financials weekly. Jumped in with both feet. Man, yes, you did. And I'm really excited of the relationship that you've got working with Michael. This is, Nan's not even the owner and you take such ownership. It's just delicious. Delicious. All right. Now here's one change that has changed a lot of companies, and that is to streamline their chart of accounts. Simplify the chart of accounts. Do you need one account for sales? Do you need two? If you have two accounts for sales, are you going to departmentalize your cost of goods sold? How streamlined can you get it? Make sure you know where all the numbers come from and where they go. And do you get that the more buckets you have to put more information in, the more likely it is to be wrong? So just streamlining your chart of accounts for 2020 could be one thing that changes everything. Because as you do, it forces you to go line by line and say, how are those numbers getting in there? What do they mean? What's in there? Click through, dig through, and streamline it. So excellent. I tell you, I've been rich and I've been poor. I could be richer. I could be richer. My beingness, my havingness is expanding. But it's better than being broke. And in your life, there's going to come a time where you need a hand, and there's going to be a time when you can lend a hand. And you have to decide what point in your life you are. And there's no shame in either. If you need a hand, you got to reach one up and ask for help. And if you can lend a hand, then that's your obligation as well. Right? So if you're in a position where you could create some wealth and share that wealth and teach financial literacy, I encourage you to embrace it. That's my hope. It's why I do what I do. So here's a recap of your homework. Just don't stop. And then next week, we're going to have office hours. Just make money, make lots of money. Find people who have lots of money, take it, they'll make more. Grow your team, grow their opportunities, have some fun with this. All right, that's what I have. And I think Howard was gonna join us. I'm wrapping up a little early, Howard. I've got time for questions. I do wanna reiterate that we've got, oh, Michelle, this would be a good time to let it rock as far as sharing the information for the Inner Circle event. You get to sign up. So Michelle's going to add that link to the chat. And the other announcement is office hours. So next Tuesday, we will meet again for 1 hour. Office hours starting at 3:30 Central Time. And you will get an email to update you on that. And, oh, look, Michelle put the link in. Thanks, Michelle. And what other questions, comments? We got a little bit of time. I can stay after the hour. What's coming up for you right now? What are you so moved about that you want to share it? Let's hear from you. Let's chat it up. I love your commitments. Getting the team in on the numbers is so good. Getting our known financial position. 25 years and we're so close. Yeah. At the point of power is now. There's another expression I like that says it's only too late if you don't start now. Just now. You don't have to worry about when you didn't start. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. All right. What do you got? Let's hear from you. Okay, can you email the link as well? Is the link going to get emailed? Starting our scorecards. I think you could highlight, copy, and paste it from that. Maybe you're on your phone, Nan. Not sure. Okay, starting our scorecards. Scary step, but the guys seem to be buying in. Let me tell you a little story about scorecards. And again, this money thing brings up so much emotion for people. The money keeping score. Here's a couple of guidelines for keeping score. You can start keeping score by just having the guys write their total sales or their invoice totals on a dry erase board. Anything. It doesn't matter what it is. Just something that makes them look at their number and write it down is going to create some visceral response to that number. And it is a vulnerable thing to do. So just getting one number could be fine for starters. Don't change the way they pay. Don't change anything, but just have them keep track of the sales that they made. Or if it's the install crew, you could have them keep track of this is the number of hours bid and this is how many hours it took us to do the job. Just some connection between their score and some reporting on their part. This is going to get some of the anxiety flushed out. If you are not in the game, if you're not a service tech and the service techs are posting their scores, don't talk about their scores. So for instance, the person answering the phone is not allowed to talk about the service tech scores. Now, sometimes they'll say, well, I'm just going to be encouraging. The safest thing is to not even comment, really, because it's so vulnerable. Just let those guys start posting their scores and they can talk to each other about it. And their boss, if that's you or the service manager or the lead tech, can talk about the scores. But if you're not in the game, don't comment on the game is a safe way to start posting scores. Just a little tip right there. Oh, moving to Service Titan on 1/6. Kathy, very exciting. Very exciting. It's a lot. And I'm a good resource for you. I don't have my hands in it every day, but I know where some of the traps lie. So I can definitely be a resource to you. I'm excited about that. We'll see you on office hours. The office hours were posted too. Michelle posted the office hours. Great. I didn't even know we had that up yet. So office hours are there. And then I will occasionally do other office hours. Make sure you're on my website list. If you're getting my emails, I will occasionally do other office hours too. So that's a good way to stay in touch. Excellent. Okay, Howard, are you on yet? Yes, he is. Hi. I'm sad, Howard. We come to a crossroads. It's the end of the Phenomenal Financial Blast for this session.
Ellen, can you hear me?
I can.
Yay, can you see
me? Yay, I can hear you and see you.
You can see me?
Hold I can. Okay.
I can't see me. There I am.
Ah. Yes, we can see you. How
Give
are
it
you?
Up for Ellen.
Round of applause.
Woo!
What? Isn't this fun?
It's so much fun. You know, it's going to be even more fun. I'm about to make everybody jealous here.
What?
But we can always fix this. Are you done with your slides?
I am.
Okay.
That's the end of my slides. Let me click on
Go ahead and hit stop share and like stop screen share. That way, okay, I can see.
Okay, you got it.
All right. I'm going to make all of you guys jealous right now. Okay, you ready?
Is Gigi there?
No.
Oh,
she's a pizza. I bought her a swing yesterday, about to put the swing together. And, you know, who would have ever thought,
Gigi.
Who would have ever thought, you know, walking down the street to go see the Ducks would be, you know, like the highlight of the day. Anyway, so I am going to see Ellen Rohr.
Yes!
And go spend 2 days at the Great Game of Business with you. Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so thank you for doing this. And I wanted to come on and I wanted to say Happy New Year to everybody. I want to let you know what's planned, a little bit of what's planned for 2020. I'm not going to give you the whole picture yet, but because you got to wait a little bit. But next week, we're going to have Dr. Joseph Michelli, who just released a book called The Airbnb Way. And Joseph Michelli is a number one New York Times bestselling author. He's an amazing business person. And I'm going to, one of these days, I hope he'll share this, but I mean, get this. He wrote the book, The Startup Experience, that put him on the map. And get this, darn it, I just sent you one.
Oh, I sent him, I just started a ton of them. I sent them to all my franchisees.
Oh, good. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Then I'll give this one away and I'll wait for yours.
Because I didn't get things out in time for Christmas. But look at that.
He signed up.
I know.
Oh, you got that too?
Yes.
Well, I'll give this one away and I'll wait for yours.
What does yours say? It just says,
mine says, I love you the most. No, it says, create belonging. How about that?
Yeah, listen. This book is all about community. It's about belonging. It's about disrupting, and you are going to love it. Mm-hmm. It's also, I'm going to open that particular one up to the public, so be sure to invite all your friends. So Joseph Michelli next week, and then I'm going to be back in the saddle January 14th, and we're going to kick off the new year, and we've got a lot of new things planned for you this year. One thing is I'm going to diligently go through our proven systems step by step through the entire year. And then we have some new small group stuff that we're doing. I've got a book coming out called FTI, the number one reason small business or people in general don't reach their biggest dreams and goals. And this book is all about, and I just got my copy here. These are advanced reader copies. Ellen, you're getting one of these too.
Oh, yay! And,
so it feels great. We're going to have hardcover as well. But the key to this book is really the 10 principles of phenomenal performance. And at our February conference, we're going to drill down on how do you increase your personal performance? How do you increase your systems performance? How do you increase your leadership performance? How do you increase your team performance? So if you have not registered yet, then be sure to do that. If you click that button today, then you're going to get a little extra tax deduction. I don't know. What are you going to get? 40, 50 bucks? Listen, every little bit counts. And I'm going to say one last thing, and then we'll close, okay? I have my first meeting at my company in like a long time. We're going to take one of our departments and We're going to double that department, and we're just going to, like, just take it over the top. So I'm going down to meet with my marketing rep. So my marketing manager. And so to get ready for that that meeting, I went and pulled a bunch of reports. And I said, well, I'll just go ahead and pull my P&L to see what everything looks like over there. Would you believe that in the last year that our increase in profit has been almost $300,000 increase in profit, and I can't believe how much money's in the bank. It's all because of what she's teaching. So I hope you were paying attention the last 8 weeks. Implement, because it will change your life. So let's end with a blank, end as Michael LeBlanc said on one of our calls yesterday. So we're going to end it with a bang and start it with a blast. New decade coming up. Yay. Thank you.
Yay.
Thanks, everybody.
We're just getting started, Howard.
Yeah, we're just getting warmed up.
Just getting warmed up. So
just
exciting.
Getting warmed up.
I got to get a phenomenal products tattoo now.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I
do.
You
can arrange that.
I know.
I don't even have one. My son will be like, Dad's getting a tattoo. Rick, do you have a tattoo yet? Do you have a phenomenal products tattoo yet? Okay, hold your pose right there. Hold
We all have the books. I love me a good old-fashioned hardbound book, too. Isn't it delicious? I read most of the time on my iPad, but
there you go. So who wants one of these next week? Who wants one of these next
week? Look at that. He says office is full of them.
You better get on. This is all I have. 2, 4, 6, 7. I got 7 books. So next week, I'm going to give these away to people on the webcast. So be here and you can ask Joseph Michelli any question that you want. And talk about delicious. Look at the inside of this book. They like all the little details, the colors and everything. Mm-hmm. This is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful
smells
book.
Smells good.
And so much to learn from this book.
Love he it, is love so it. Great. I got the opportunity He's to amazing. Just sit in on one of his sessions that a marketing session when we were in Houston. It was like a special group. It was he was amazing.
Yeah.
So in fact, he's gonna do a little a webinar for the Zoom team.
Great.
They ordered so many books. You know, they gave you that option. So
yeah, awesome.
Great. Yeah, that was good. So thank you for that.
My pleasure. And by the way, in February, guess who else is gonna? Oh. Guess who else is going to be there? Ellen Rohr is going to be there. Guess who else is going to be there? Donald Miller, the author of Story Brand, is going to be doing our keynote.
What?
Yes.
Crazy.
Okay. Watch your email, folks. We've been announcing this, okay? Donald Miller is coming. And we're going to have a special surprise guest that I can't tell you about. I'm not supposed to tell, but you need to be there. February. Did my team
not supposed to tell? Do we have to work on you right now?
I'm not gonna. Well, I'll tell you if you ask me personally. But, you know, I'm not gonna broadcast.
Don't tell this man a secret.
All right,
look how easy he cracked.
I'm telling you, that was just easy peasy. Team, put in the link for the February conference. Team, put that link in, please. Sarah, I have a very important question for you, Sarah Marion. I'm going to send you an email, okay? I have a very important question for you. Building a story brand, Donald Miller in person. Wait till you hear the story of how this actually happened. You know, he charges $50,000 for a keynote.
Ah.
And he is coming to be with us.
So okay. Good.
So there's the link, Howard Partridge Roundtable /IC. Get registered. Don't miss it. Get your tax deduction before the end of the year. And those of you that are thinking about lifetime and you haven't pulled the trigger yet, best gift you could ever give yourself, huge tax deduction and huge payoff for the rest of your life. All right. Any questions, give us a shout. And again, thank you, Ellen. And Happy New Year, everybody.
Now, do you have a minute for a question? There's one directed at you.
Sure.
I'm just looking.
Yeah.
It looks like Peter asked about a salesperson. He's talking about an offsite salesperson. Did you have someone in Minnesota that you've talked about? Howard has spoken of a salesperson in Minnesota, who brought a lot of gross sales to Clean as a Whistle. Would you speak to that? Does that make sense?
Minnesota. Send me an email. I don't remember who you're talking about.
Okay, that's Peter. So Peter, send Howard at howardpartridge.com. Send him an email to that. And then I did see a couple questions about ServiceTitan or SoftServe or any software program. You've got to set up QuickBooks and that program deliberately.
Yeah, we have a software that we actually own now. I bought that little company this past, maybe a year ago. I don't remember when I bought it, but we have software for you.
And software for you.
Thing that we're working on. Software for you.
Software for you. Well, and the general advice I want to give for that is ask. When it's exporting, do one transaction and make sure it goes over. Get the support team on a Zoom meeting. Like, watch the flow of the software export go to QuickBooks and make sure you understand it. It's not a miracle. It is code that makes it go from one place to the other.
I love that. It's not a miracle. It's code. It's like,
it's code.
You got software. Whoo! Yeah. No, yeah. Listen. You're going to work really, really hard on any software that you implement to get everything working. But once it's working, I was able to literally in less than 5 minutes, I pulled up our sales by category, sales by referral source, profit and loss, compared it to last year in preparation for my meeting today. Five minutes. So it's kind of like, when they create an automobile, a new automobile, you create a prototype, right? Michael Gerber talked about that in his book, The E-Myth. You create the prototype. That takes a long time. It takes a lot of work, a lot of thinking, but once you get that prototype done and then you can scale it, you can just put it on the production line. And it's the same thing with software. Is it takes a lot of effort to get it in place, but once you get everything working, you get the prototype working, then you can just it's smooth sailing after that.
Yay, that's a lovely reminder. So if it took you a while, so it takes 10 years, 20 years to get your business right, now that's the hockey stick curve. Now it's scaling. Right. Yeah. It takes a minute, and some of it's because you wasted time. Okay. But now here you are right at this point. And then now the point of power is now.
Oh, I know who Peter was talking about now. Michael Kemp. Yes. So.
Oh yeah. 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 Yeah.
What's the question behind that, Peter? Are you looking for a remote inside salesperson or? Yes. Okay. So if you have, we have VoIP phones, so internet-based phone system, and our software that we're talking about is web-based, so, you can easily do that. So if you need more info on that, then let's schedule a coaching session with Santiago or somebody, and we can help you with that.
And what's interesting about this, to tie into our class today, this is very important that you create objective, measurable standards for this person. Do they have to make 50 calls a day? And how are you going to track that? Can you track it on ServiceTitan? Yeah, you could. And can you record the call so you can listen to spot check for quality? And then what would their close rate be? You're going to get a baseline for starters, and then you're going to set goals. But then I really don't care how often that person works, as long as they hit their standards of performance. Like, if they can do it faster, that's a benefit to them. So there are some positions where the amount of time they spend is not as important to me as the results are. So decide what you really, really want and communicate that or build it with the salesperson.
Yeah, and are we talking about inside sales or outside sales? Inside sales is a different thing, but still you do need to have a standard of, you know, how many calls were closed and that sort of thing. But we need to dig into that. So pop us an email. Let's, you know, one of us hop on the phone with you or whatever. And we'll help you get that worked out.
Woo!
Yay!
Yay!
Okay. Well, are we ready to say so long? Farewell?
Avida sena ju.
Should we just stay on the line and play around for a while?
Yes. So, well, let's get like to work. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Howard. Thanks, Rick, for participating. Ellen. Bye, guys. Thanks,
bye, guys.
Michelle, for keeping me straight.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
See you next week here, and see you in February. Click that link. Come see us.